From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Wildcat News, the voice you heard during weather, Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn with the Humboldt School District. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Thanks for doing the weather. I like how you just jumped right in there. He was just Ryan on the spot.
Another good week. High of 80 for the football game on Friday.
Well, hey, so much has been going on, and if you don't mind, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about that homecoming game last Friday. Let's talk about the whole week. How'd that go?
Great week for Humboldt Schools, I thought, with the homecoming week last week. Congrats again to King Lane and Vic and Queen Elsie Hubble. Dance performance, band performance by our groups there at halftime of the homecoming game. Student Senate, led by Beth Short, did a great job with the parade, coronation, the pep rallies. With those pep rallies, we went around to all the schools in the area, including up to Bode, TR, and St. Mary's also. So the kids just love that and really look forward to seeing our members of our band and coronation members and football players, cheerleaders. It's just a great way to promote the school spirit of the Humboldt Schools for homecoming week. Capped off by a great game with the football team on Friday night with a big win over Charles City. And then the students have a dodgeball tournament on Friday night after the game. So a great homecoming week.
And we'll talk about this Friday's game here in just a bit. But there are other things happening. We have other sports as well. Bring us up to speed on those.
Well, cross country, their North Central Conference meet is next Tuesday at Hampton. And then the following week will be the state qualifier for them to get to the state cross country meet in Fort Dodge. So things rapidly winding down for cross country, getting into the best 2 weeks of the season for them. Volleyball had a huge win over Webster City on Monday night, over Webster City, so they're in the driver's seat. 6-0 in the North Central Conference, hosts St. Edmund next Thursday to hopefully clinch sole possession and the conference championship by going undefeated. So if you can get out and watch the volleyball team play next Thursday, St. Edmund at 7:30 for varsity, that's for the conference championship if we can knock off St. Edmund. And then regional tournament starts the following week. Music Man, those kids have been practicing every night for the musical, the cast, and that's November 7th through the 9th. So hosted a dance competition on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Nicole Fusco and our dance team danced competition throughout the day at Humboldt High School. And so things are really busy right now for all the fall sports and activities kids at the Humboldt High School.
Great week last week, and all of the departments and all of the programs have been very, very busy. I do want to talk about this Friday's game. It's a big game. You got 1 and 2. It's going to be a packed house. Algona is going to be here Friday night. What do you expect for a crowd?
Well, I think it's going to be the biggest crowd of the year by far, and one of the biggest crowds that you'll see at a Humboldt High School game in a long time. The Iowa High School Athletic Association rankings came out yesterday. Or the day before, Algona is number 1 in Class 3A. Humboldt is number 2 in Class 3A. So looking at the best two teams in Class 3A, so I think it's probably the biggest game in the whole state of Iowa on Friday night here at Humboldt. 4:30, the freshmen will play, followed by the varsity, approximately 7 o'clock start. But it's been running a little late, so probably looking at 7:15. But get here early if you want a seat. And be loud, and it's going to be a heck of a night with the weather, and I couldn't be more excited for Coach Elman and his staff and our players, and it's just going to be a great, great game on Friday night here with Algona. And then we close the season out at Clear Lake next Friday, and then October 25th is the final home game against Webster City. So three big ones left. I know they're taking it a week at a time, but pretty cool for some of the state media they're going to get, and with number 1 versus number 2 on Friday here at Humboldt. There was a dance clinic with the younger kids before the game, and our flag football kids on the field Thursday night a couple weeks ago. So anything we can do to get those kids up there to the games and get parents and families there, it's just a great game day atmosphere at Humboldt for football. A big week, and middle school sports have been playing well. We hosted Fort Dodge in an eighth grade game yesterday and beat Fort Dodge, and volleyball numbers are high, and we have a seventh grade volleyball match with Algona tomorrow afternoon. We'll run two nets with the high numbers both schools have. So middle school sports have done a great job with football and volleyball so far, and those seasons be wrapping up here in the next couple of weeks.
Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn is our guest this morning on Wildcat News. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks, Pat. Go Cats.
Go Cats. It is 728, 54 degrees at Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage? Hi, this is Donnell Scow, mortgage banker at Northwest Bank in Humboldt. Northwest Bank is a preferred mortgage loan provider in our area. We offer permanent, fixed rate, and home construction financing. We take the work out of financing your home, and we're here to walk you through every step of your loan process. Stop in our Humboldt office and learn how we can help you. Northwest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.